The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with the second episode of Total Bellas, which should be aptly called Second Thoughts, because oh my god.
Are you sure it's not supposed to be called Two Girls, One Truck?
I think that's a slightly different thing, along with Two Girls, One Hammer, Two Girls, One Stroke.
These were their references, not our references, when they were putting together furniture at the start of the show. Just saying.
They could all easily become poor names. I'm just
saying. They were legit poor names.
Nikki was coming up with them, God bless her, so not a surprise. Anyway, we are also previewing the line of Birdie B. We're just going to get the quick stuff out of the way before we talk about the big stuff, because the big stuff's coming, guys. But we're just going to get the quick stuff out of the way before everything goes to hell, which is we're seeing the new Birdie B line, and we're talking about all the nice things that they have, including this bodysuit, bathing suit, whatever the hell it was, that has snaps in the crotch, so that way you're not getting fully naked in the bathroom, because I can attest to that. That is very awkward when you have a top that you have to take all the way off so you can pee. It's a little weird.
You women and your tops.
Yeah, it's a little strange. So they're very happy about the snaps, and then Nikki tried to sleep with Bree naked, and she thinks it's wrong that Bree, you know, wants her to wear so many clothes to bed, which is like, that's weird that you're sleeping naked with your sister. I'm from the South. That's a little weird, even for me.
Two girls, one cover?
Sure, we'll go with that. And then, you know, Nikki also apparently got 3 bed bug bites on her,
you know.
Bella.
I just loved that it was like the awkwardness. You know. And she gave that look. It's like, you know what I mean.
I felt really bad for the assistant or the girl that was helping them, because she's like, this is so awkward. This is so weird. Do I laugh? I'm just going to stand here and like strangely smile because, oh my god, this is crazy. And then Nikki's like, it's like herpes. And Bree's like, how would you know? And Nikki's like, well, I read about it.
I learned about it.
And then the assistant's like, I'm pretty sure that's not how you get it.
And just, you know, you're with John, you're with a clean man. So, you know, you shouldn't have. Anyway, we move on from herpes to.
Yeah, we move on to herpes to the fact that Nikki has been cleared by WWE. So, yay, she's okay to compete in the Women's Royal Rumble. And Bree is so excited she almost peed herself.
Because, you know, reasons.
Reasons. And then Nikki can't wait for Birdie to call or say her first word as Coco, and Bree's like, no!
No! No! Don't make that be a thing. No. For the love of that, all that is holy, no.
And, well, Nikki comes out and says she wants a baby.
Holy smoke, she wants a baby? I could have never figured that one out before.
Yeah, it's like we had no idea that was coming.
Holy smokes!
And then they leave to go play in their Rumble outfits, and Nikki wants to basically show her whole ass. Not a surprise.
No, get it right. She wants to show cheeks.
But then she said, I want to show my whole ass as they're walking out. I don't care. She's just so excited to be cleared.
Remember, you can look, but you can't touch.
Ding! So, and then the ladies also talked about their bodies and how Nikki's like, you know, my body, it was in such good shape before, which again, I would kill to look like either of them. So the fact that they're like complaining about their bodies, I'm like, come here. Come here. Because they both look fantastic to me. So I'm like, stop painting on yourself, please. You're beautiful. So yeah. And then we talk about, you know, the difference between expirate and exacerbate. Oh, those girls and their speech patterns. And how exasperate sounds like masturbate.
Again, their words, not ours.
And then they had the phone repeatedly say masturbate, and they're like, oh my god, she's saying it all sexy.
And it's a female, oh my god.
And then Rob, John's best friend, calls in the middle of this, and they both talk about, Bree and Rob talk about their kids, and how awesome it is, and how, you know, they would do anything for their kids, and Nikki's just like pouting, because she's like, damn it, I want to feel that.
I want the kid!
And well, then Nikki invites Rob to the engagement party, which is a little weird that he wasn't invited.
Because it was only family.
But, okay, here's the thing. There's family, and then there's family.
If it's blood family. It's all it was. It was blood family.
But you have people that are family that are not blood.
I understand this, but they were going for blood, and blood only.
Well, the Nomblog gets invited, and Nikki sort of, like, screws up and says, basically, well, since you're going to be the best man, and John's other best friend is going to be the best man, well, you should totally come. And Bree's like, you should be picking your engagement outfit, not declaring who's going to be John's best man. And Nikki's like, oh god, I screwed up. Because basically, it's like, well, what if John wants somebody else? Now it's going to create a really awkward situation. So, it's like, oh, hey, weird.
Weird. Now, speaking of awkward situations, she now can tell John what happened. First, she comes clean to John about how she blew Christmas.
And he's like, please never say that phrase again.
She likes riding that reindeer. She likes going, ho, ho, ho. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a candy cane?
Okay, you're done. Move on.
Take back over.
So, John basically says that they would be his best men, but, you know, he's a little disappointed that she took the choice away from him and ruined the surprise for them, and she feels really bad about it. And then they talk about the wedding, and he asks her if she really wants to get married in Massachusetts. And she's like, yeah, it's whatever you want. And he's like, no, this isn't whatever I want. This is what you want, and this should be about you. And the walls that talk tell me that you don't want to get married in Massachusetts. You want to get married in somewhere else. And Nikki's like, well, yeah, you know, I want to get married in Napa. And he's like, well, then why don't we just get married in Napa? And she's like, well, but you know, you want to get married on your mom's property and this isn't about me. And he's like, but it is about you. This is all about you.
It's all about you. This is your day.
You know, I just show up and stand there and look handsome. This is all about you. And so basically he's like, you know, I wish you would have said something sooner and I wish you would be honest with me because we almost put money down on it and we would have had to have backed out if you decided to change your mind. So he's like, in future, just, you know, if you're feeling off about something or you need to tell me something, just be honest, which is a fair request.
Oh yeah, tell the truth, you know. But again, in their relationship, it is hard for them to be honest with one another. It takes a lot of poking and prodding by the walls that talk.
Free.
Mode. Yeah, to get that accomplished.
And basically they talk about doing it in budget, and she starts talking about the Napa wedding, and he's like, that's fine, as long as you stay on budget.
Stay on my budget. You know, we got a budget for this thing.
And then we find out that the engagement party is in a couple days, and, you know, all the family comes in. So we see John's family arrive. We see Nikki's family arrive. They're all at the house together. You know, the ladies are upstairs drinking champagne. The boys are down in the basement playing billiards. JJ, who is Nikki and Bree's brother, if you don't know that, got very drunk apparently and started asking John Cena all sorts of personal questions, like, you know, his shoe size, his height. I imagine other sizes got discussed.
So how big is... Anyway.
Well, John Cena's gone on record about that. Apparently it's not very big. We would need confirmation from Nikki. Moving on! So while that's going on, Breeze
who
upstairs.
Who was talking about his penis? I was not talking about his penis, okay? Okay.
I was
talking about the size of his nose.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Where was your mind is going to the penis part of it? I was not going to the penis part of it.
That's what men discuss.
Is it though? Is it? No.
Yes.
No.
Really? You have never in your life had a discussion about penis size with another man just to compare?
No.
Never in a locker room.
No. Not a lie. You're hurting my voice. Keep going.
Stop talking then. Anyway, while this is going on upstairs, Bree is stealing a K-cup, or several K-cups, from the 14 coffee makers that they apparently have in the house.
They won't notice.
I don't know. Those boxes are like 10 bucks a shot, man. They ain't cheap.
No, I mean, that was her reasoning. They won't notice.
Yeah, they won't notice if I take a couple. Well, they will if it's on camera.
Right.
And she's blatantly stuffing them into her purse on camera. And so the ladies are upstairs, they're drinking, and so Bree's helping Lauren in the kitchen, and Bree notices that Lauren isn't drinking. And Lauren's been nauseous for no apparent reason, and Lauren's been a couple other things.
It's the travel.
And Bree's like, yeah, you know, from Arizona to here, that's really not a lot.
No, it's really not.
And so Bree just looks at her and she's like, is there something that you want to admit to? And Lauren's like, no. And she kind of looks at the pantry and they both scurry in the pantry.
Run away from the cameras.
Right? And so Lauren's like, you know, I'm very, very early into pregnancy. Which everybody's, you know, Bree's like, oh my god, that's so amazing. And they hug and everything. And Lauren was like, And Bree's, well, before that, Bree's like, you know, well, when are you going to tell everybody? And she goes, well, we were planning to tell everyone after the engagement party because, you know, this is Nikki's whole thing and she finally has something to celebrate and this is all about her. And basically, they did not want to steal Nikki and John's thunder. So it's like, we can announce the baby to the family the day after the party or later on down the line and it will be fine. But, you know, the engagement party should be about Nikki. And I think that's perfectly respectable and honest for her to say. It's like, we're trying not to rock the boat here.
Right.
Which Bree, you know, doesn't agree with, but Bree's like, whatever, because she's so excited that, you know, Lauren's pregnant. But they both agree to keep it under their hat for now.
Right.
And then Nikki walks in and basically she's like, what the hell are you two talking about? And they're like, oh,
Workout. Like, well, we're trying to get our bodies in shape. Nikki's like, you're lying. You're covering something up.
And they're like, why would we do that? Here's your wine. Please go sit back down. Go away. Bye. So then we cut to the next day where we're finally going wedding dress shopping with Nikki.
The moment we've all been waiting for.
We finally get to see Nikki Bell in a wedding dress. And we go to this beautiful high-end bridal salon where they have amazing dresses. Me personally. Because she's tried on several dresses. All of them were meringue dresses. None of them, like, I think maybe one, like, she looks good and everything, but, like, one of them really suited her. But there was, like, a purple and black ruffle dress that I really, like, behind her. It was almost, like, shredded tulle that I really wanted to see her in because she probably would have looked badass in it. But, anyway, she tries on several dresses. They're all ball gowns of varying degrees. Some have off the shoulder sleeves, some were no sleeves, some had the like almost like cap sleeves but not really. And she looked beautiful in all of them, but Nikki isn't feeling it. She sits there and she admits in the interview that she's like, I just want to get it done because, you know, everybody else is like, oh, this is the greatest moment of your life. And she could care less. She's just like, let's just get this over with, which is not what you're supposed to feel when you're trying on wedding dresses. And this is kind of where we start to see Nikki Bella, those second thoughts start to come out. You know, first she admits that she wants to be a mother. And now it's, well, now I'm not sure if I want to do this.
Dum dum dum.
Right. And Bree pops a cork on champagne. They're all like, all her mother and her grandmother and her friend and her sister, they're all excited. Bree gives a snarky little toast, which I was like, really? Really? That's kind of harsh. Where she basically, you know, where she said to my sister, who used to be always a bridesmaid and is now a bride.
Well, at least it was honest.
It's honest, but it's like, wow, that was a little rude. But yeah, so Nikki's like, yeah, okay, and she's got to go. And by the way, for the engagement party, she doesn't have an outfit yet either.
Right.
She just, you know, pulled something out of the closet.
She just pulled something out of the closet. I mean, she went off the rack that she already had. I mean, come on.
Right. So then we cut to the engagement party, where we see everything getting ready. Nikki's running around, kind of frantic, making sure everything's perfect. And John, you know, is following her around. He's complimenting her. She's not listening to him because she's so distracted with everything for the party. And John finally pulls her aside, and he's like, basically, shit's going to go wrong today. There's nothing we can do about it.
Just enjoy the day.
And Nikki's like, no, no. And then he's like, no, just enjoy the day. It's like, it's a party. Things are going to go wrong. It's out of our control. Let's just enjoy it.
Right.
And so she's like, okay, fine. And then she's worried about boob sweat. But she can't deal with boob sweat because, well, everybody shows up.
Yeah, but before that, they were talking about the wedding, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how she wants to leave two empty seats for the people they've lost. Which was sweet.
Which was very, very sweet. And, you know, it's like times like this that make her miss her grandfather who raised her and how hard it is for her right now. She gets very emotional. And John looks at her and he's like, well, you can still back out.
Yeah. She's like, I still have till 5:05. He's like, and then give me a heads up at 5:04.
Which, knowing what we know, okay? Knowing what we know, it's like, were you joking about that? Or were you, like, half serious? Because part of me wonders if he was half serious about you can still back out.
Oh, he was deadly serious.
And it's just like, wait, this is the woman you love. This is the woman you want to marry and be with. But you're like, yeah, you can still back out. And it's almost like he wanted her to back out.
Maybe. Before he puts down the money. Like, this was right before they put down the money, so it's like, you know, you still can back out. I don't have to write this big-ass check tomorrow.
Right? And that's the whole thing is, tomorrow they're leaving for Napa to go put down the money for everything on the wedding. So anyway, the family shows up. Nikki's trying to take care of her boob sweat, and she just can't quite get there. She's buzzed. She's drinking. And Nikki admits in the interview that she feels like she's forcing smiles, that she's almost living a fake life.
That's not something you want to hear.
That's not exactly a blushing bride.
Nope.
So John's BFFs show up, and John's very surprised.
Like, she has this whole thing set up, and, like, she gets John out of the room. She's, like, trying to get John out of the room, and he's all, like, what's going on? What's going on? And he sees his best friend, and he's all shocked and surprised. And then he starts by giving them both a middle finger. He's like, God damn it.
And then there was some ass grabbing. And
then we had some ass grabbing.
There was ass grabbing where it's like, the world can't know. And the one guy that he was grabbing the ass looked a little uncomfortable, but because the cameras were there, it's like, the world can't know. The world can't know.
They can't know about our love, man.
But yeah, they were saying it's very, very hard to surprise John, and probably so, because he is so in control most of the time.
Oh, I've heard this. His days are planned out minute by minute.
Yeah, so it's like, it's very hard to get the drop on him. So the fact that they did it was really, really cool. So everybody kind of gathers outside. We're ready to make a big announcement. Nikki's still dealing with boob sweat and camel toe. Her shirt is stained. She's a little stressed, but it's like, whatever, because we have to make the announcement.
But John liked that she had camel toe.
Of course he did, because reasons. So John gets everybody's attention, and they announce to the family, basically, that they're getting married on 5/5 in Napa Valley.
Hey!
Hey! And Bree's like, yay! She got her way! And they're all very excited. And then Bree, who's had just a little bit too much to drink. Just a smidge.
Just a smidge of champagne.
Which, by the way, before I do this, we have to say that Bree looked very cute, and Brian dressed himself.
Yes.
That's what they were going around at the party saying, that Brian dressed himself. Basically, Brian can't dress himself. So, anyway, moving on. Bree, who's a little liquored up at the moment, gets up. She comes up there with them, and she goes, well, there's another announcement to make.
Lauren.
And Lauren and JJ are like, shut up.
Lauren.
Shut up.
Come up here, Lauren. Come up. Come on up.
Yeah, Lauren's like, no! Why would I have to go up there? No! She's like, I need you to help me. And Lauren's like, no! No, I don't want to go. Don't make me go. Somebody stop her. But they, like, hesitantly get up there, and Bree forces Lauren and JJ to announce that they're pregnant.
Hip, hip, hooray!
And it just sends an already anxiety-ridden Nikki into a tailspin. She leaves the party. She goes upstairs. She's in tears. She's just beyond upset at this news, because it's just, she says it in the interview. Oh, look, another person near me is pregnant, is having a baby, another baby. It's like, they're all having children. They're all having multiple children. They're having families. And here she is on her own. And she's never going to have that. And basically, Nikki's done. She's so done. She wants to be a mother, and she knows that deep down she can't live the rest of her life not being a mother. Like, she can't do it. And
That's big.
That's huge. Because now it's, okay, well, but you're marrying a man on 5/5 that does not want children. So that means that the wedding, essentially based on that statement, is off.
Which we'll get to more in a minute.
Because we go to the next day with Brian and Bree, and they're training in the ring.
Who's ready?
Right, Brian's like all pumped up, and he's like, who's ready?
Who's ready?
And they're Instagramming it, or they're Snapchatting it. They're basically using the phone to film it. And Bree mentions that she's going to be the only one breastfeeding in the ring, and that, you know, basically Brian's like, well, what are you going to do?
You should pump it.
Yeah, he's like, what are you going to do if your milk starts leaking? And she's like, well, I could put, you know, basically maxi pads in my bra. And that's when Brian's like, well, you should totally, you know, express your milk before you go out. And she's like, well, no, I want milk in there because my boobs will be bigger.
Always thinking. Always thinking.
Well, I mean, that's a valid point.
It is a valid point. I mean, it is.
Her boobs have basically swelled probably to close to the size of Nikki's.
Yeah.
With breast milk.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's natural. She doesn't have implants. So it's like, she gets to have big boobs while she's breastfeeding, and then they'll go away. And she'll go back down to probably what she was, or very close to what she was. So it's like, she wants to have the bigger boobs, because damn it, why not? So she's decided that if she starts, you know, leaking milk, she'll just stick her tits out, and she'll be like, who wants some milk? And then, you know, smash the girl's face into her boobs.
Who wants some milk? To Brian. Yeah, she does that to Brian. Who wants some milk? Rubs his face into her boobs. It's tremendous.
It was great. He had no problem with this.
Yeah.
And then they mention how it was a shame Nikki wasn't there, but she just wasn't there for reasons. So they call her. And, you know, she's not really answering any questions. She's being very aloof. And she's very clearly upset based on the camera footage. She's distant. All these different things. And Nikki abruptly hangs up on Bree. And she's like, look, I gotta pick up John. I'll call you later. Like, she just doesn't want to answer any questions. Because Bree's like, well, where were you? You know, we missed you. You should have come. Yada, yada, yada. And Nikki's like, yeah, whatever. And Bree realizes, and Brian's kind of sitting there listening to her, and he's like, huh, this doesn't sound right. And Bree's getting more suspicious, and that, you know, basically it's something's wrong.
Yep. And now what is wrong?
We find out what's wrong. So we arrive in Napa on a private jet. It is John, Nikki, and Mama Bella. And John keeps asking Nikki, before they've gotten there, if she's okay, if everything is okay, because he notices that something is off, and something is very clearly off, but she can't tell him. She can't bring herself to tell him yet. And so there's a very awkward, long, silent car ride with Nikki, John, and Mama Bella, and Mama Bella's like, what the hell is going on? Because normally it's a much different experience, and it's like, John's not talking to Nikki, Nikki's not talking to John, neither one of them are talking to her, she's not talking to them, so it's just, it's silent in the car.
So they check in, and they're, you know, they go up to her room, and they sit down and have a conversation.
But before we get there, upon arrival to this beautiful little, I want to call it a hotel, but I don't think it's really a hotel. It's like a boutique kind of place. The wedding planners are there, meeting them there.
Right.
And you just feel really super bad because you know what's about to happen. Like, the writing is very clearly on the wall. They're up there to pay for the wedding. They're up there to set everything up. The wedding planners are there. And Nikki looks at John and looks at the wedding planner. It's like, hey, we're going to go up to the room and get settled, and then we'll come down. And the poor wedding planner has no idea what's going on, because Nikki's putting on a brave face, she's smiling, she's bubbly, and then she and John go up to the room. And they sit down and they talk. And basically she mentions being distant, and how ever since Birdie was born, and Nikki's been spending so much time with her, that she realizes she wants to be a mother. And she knows that when 5-5 comes, motherhood's going to be gone. It's not going to happen. Basically, it's all gotten very real for her. And that before they were engaged, before they got serious about it, it was very easy for her to just say, yeah, I don't want to be a mom, because the possibility of it actually going away wasn't there. Now that they are engaged, now that there is a date, now that they're doing all the wedding planning and the activities that go with it, it has gotten very real for Nikki. And Nikki states, she can't do it.
Right.
She can't go through with it. She doesn't want to lose her chance to be a mother. And John says, you know, he would never force her not to be.
And just like she wouldn't force him into it.
Yeah. It's, they both respect each other's position in that. And John's basically like, I knew this would happen. I told you this would happen. I've told you this several times this would happen. And we end with them saying, or John saying, maybe we shouldn't go through with this. The poor wedding planner.
That poor wedding planner.
Man.
Such is life.
Basically, the episode ends in tears with both of them making the decision not to go forward with the wedding because they're in two different places. Nikki has realized she wants to be a mother. And again, it didn't get real for her until Bree had a baby.
Yeah.
And it's probably very fortunate that Bree had a baby before they got married. Because had this happened after they had gotten married, this would just be a whole other issue altogether.
Yeah. It's going to get weird. It's going to get awkward. But that's total Bella's, because it's always awkward. It's always weird. And now they got to confront their feelings. They have to confront life. What do they really want out of life?
What does Nikki want? What does John want? And spoiler alert, we do know that they do get back together. I mean, again, this is all, that's what makes this season so interesting, is because we kind of already know the story, but we don't know the events that took place to tell the story. So I'm very curious in the upcoming episodes what is said to basically cause them to get back together.
Right.
Because the wedding is very quietly called off. And mind you, this is all taking place in January. So this is May. That's how recent this is. So the wedding got called off in January. And yeah, which we knew because it was like they said that the venue had changed because they were going to get married in Massachusetts, then it changed to Napa, and then it got called off. So that's where we are in the timeline. But yeah, very curious to see how Nikki and John get back together and then ultimately what splits them apart, which I think it is just the kids thing. She just can't.
It's the biggest thing. It's been... Honestly, it's been the biggest thing since day one.
Oh, yeah. And in every show that we have watched, we've always said that is the biggest thing. Giving up marriage is not hard. That's really not the hard thing in what he's asking. It is giving up the children. And especially in that life for her, which she's come out and said, she's alone a lot. She can't have a dog. She can't have children. So she's just sitting in these houses by herself, twiddling her thumbs, or she's having to rely upon her sister for company. And that's not fair to her sister. That's not fair to Brian, and that's not fair to Nikki. So she's realizing exactly, you know, yeah, you're married to this wonderful man that you never see. You have these beautiful houses that are empty. You have all this wonderful life that you can't share with anybody. You're on your own. So we're seeing the downside to what it is like to be with someone like John Cena, and it's not a great life. It's lonely.
Right.
It's empty. It's cold. And that's not what Nikki wants. That's not who she is. So, very curious to see how this goes going forward.
I agree.
But I think that does it for episode two. What do you think?
Yes, it does. So make sure you follow us on the Twitters, Facebook, and Instagram at Rack Radio Show. Check out The Rack every Thursday night. You can check out all the Rack extras featuring Timeless, The Royals, all our book reviews, all at RackRadioShow.com. Make sure you follow at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on the Twitters at Lins Ward, LNSWRD. And for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Total Bellas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back next week with episode 3. Till then, bye!